Zichar Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Cheskel Yoshua ben Harav Avram Yitzchak, Mr. Joshua Afson, whose 16th Yahrzeit just passed on Beis Nisan. So welcome to Shir 11, and we're not going to focus on the connection of a bracha from one eating session to another, and this means that if I make a bracha on one food item, I want to know if it will help for a different item that I'm now going to eat. And there are two situations where this might come up. So the first situation is I make a bracha on a specific item, and now I want to eat a second food. And number two is I have what's known as hesich hadas. And this means that I decide that I don't want to eat anymore, and then I decide that actually I do want to eat more. So let's start by discussing the first case, where I make a bracha on a specific item, and now I want to eat a second food. If I recite a bracha on a food, and there's another item on the table with the same bracha, so the second food is automatically included in my bracha, even though I did not have a specific intention to include it. If the second food was not on the table but was brought afterwards, then there will be situations where a bracha is required and others where it will not be. There are several conditions that we need to examine to decide if a new bracha will be required or not. So first, what was your intent when you recited the first bracha? Did you have intention that this bracha should cover all foods that I'm going to eat? Or did you specifically have in mind the food that you recited the bracha on? Or perhaps you didn't have anything in mind and just said the bracha over the current food. Number two, when the second food was brought, was there any remaining food from the first item? Number three, is the second food the same type as the first food? Or are they two separate foods that just share a bracha? So if the food is not the same and they just share a bracha, then we need to determine how closely or distantly they're related to the first type. So for example, the first type might be a shahakal food and the second type a shahakal drink. And number four, finally, are you eating in a set manner or not? So since most of these situations involve a non-set manner, an achila sarai, so we're going to start by explaining these cases. And after, we'll look at a set meal and achilas keva. If you make a bracha on an item, and you have in mind that you want to cover all foods that are in that bracha category, even if it is an entirely different type of food, assuming the brachos are the same, even if the first food is finished, you should not say a bracha on the second food. So for example, I pick up a yogurt, I recite a shahakal with the intention that I want this bracha to work on all shahakal items. Even if I finished my yogurt, assuming I didn't cancel my bracha, I can now pick up any shahakal item and eat it or drink it. And the opposite is also true. If I recited the bracha with the intent that I only want the items that I'm now going to eat, and then I change my mind and I want more. So you must make a new bracha, even if it's the very same type of food, and I still have from the first type in front of me. So for example, I pick up an apple and decide I only want one apple, right? I make a bracha, I eat half of it, and decide I want to have another type of apple, or just another apple, I need to make a new bracha. If you make a bracha on an item without thinking if you're going to eat any of the other items, and this means you didn't specifically think about anything you're going to eat after, and you also were not specifically thinking that I only want the food that I have now, and this is the way most people make brachos. So the rule is as follows. If there's still leftover food from your first item, the one that you made the bracha on, you should not recite a bracha on the second item, as long as they're both of the same type, meaning both foods or both liquids. However, if one is a drink and one a food, then you need to make another bracha. So again, even though they both have the same bracha to start out. Now, if you intended to include all items in this bracha, or if they were both in front of you when you said the bracha, then no further brachos are recited, even if one is a food and the other is a drink. If you finish the item you made the bracha on, and now more of the same food type is brought to you, you do not need to make another bracha. However, if it's of a different type, say a different type of fruit than the first type you were eating, you must make a new bracha. So everything we said now is by an achilas arai, a snack type of situation. However, if you set yourself to eat, even for fruit, then these halachos change. So in this situation, even if you just said the bracha without specific intention, and you finish the item, you would not recite another bracha, since when it comes to a set meal, you keep your mind on the meal even after you finish the food that's in front of you. So to summarize, when you make a bracha on an item, your intent is automatically on all the foods that are in front of you. Of course, if you intend to include all foods in that bracha category, then you don't need to recite a bracha on anything brought to you, even if it was not in front of you when you said the bracha. And the flip side of this, if I specifically intend to only include the food that is in front of me, then anything that is subsequently brought to me will require a bracha. If you say a bracha without any specific intent, like the way most people make brachos on the item in front of them and don't really think about anything else, and then you want to eat from the same food you were eating, you should not say a second bracha. But if a different type of food is brought, even though it has the same bracha, you would be required to make a new bracha. However, if you still have the first category of food in front of you when the second category is brought, a second bracha is not recited. So for example, I make a bracha on a yogurt, and I have no specific intention when I made the bracha. Now someone brings me chocolate. So if I finished my yogurt, the chocolate needs a new bracha. If I'm still eating my yogurt, I should not make a bracha on the chocolate. If I made a bracha on a food, and then a drink is brought, or the opposite, a new bracha is made. And this is all by snacks, achilas arai. If you're eating a set meal, achilas keva, you do not recite a bracha on subsequent foods that have the same bracha. So for example, you're eating pasta for supper. When you finish, you grab some Mizuno cereal, you would not recite a bracha on this cereal. Now, Rabbi Forrest writes that many of these halachos are not clear and are involved in different types of arguments among the poskim, and therefore, when you recite a bracha, it is best to have in mind any food that I'm going to eat during this eating session. And based on what we said, it would seem that if you forgot to do this, and you only had stam das, like most people, you would not make a new bracha. Okay, so everything that we've said regarding this is only if the foods are equal in terms of importance, or you recited the bracha on the more important item. However, if you said the bracha on the less important item, even if the more chashuv item was in front of you, your bracha won't count unless you specifically had the more chashuv item in mind. Now, this would apply by two different types of fruits. However, let's say you have two oranges, and you make the bracha on the inferior one, so then the better orange is also counted in your bracha. Now, these halachos specifically apply to eating at home. However, if you're a guest, then you have no idea what your host is going to serve. So in this case, when you make a bracha, you're saying the bracha contingent on whatever your host is going to serve, and therefore, you would never make a second bracha. Even in a situation where you would make a bracha on the less important item, so still, you would not repeat the bracha when the more chashuv item is brought to you. And the same applies by your spouse, right? The same das bala bayis applies by your spouse, that when you make a bracha, you're covering anything your spouse brings with the same bracha. If the fruit you intend to make the bracha on falls and becomes ruined before you get to take a bite, you would need to make a bracha on another fruit of the same type, unless you had the other fruit or fruits in mind. And the reason for this is that you didn't taste the fruit you recited the bracha on, and therefore it never went into effect. And if you didn't have the other fruits in mind, the bracha will not work for them either. Now let's say another fruit was in front of you when you made the bracha. So this is a machlokas, and therefore you would not recite a bracha on the second fruit. So we're going to conclude shir number 11 at this point.